Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mara and a man who hasn't been on the show before, Danny O'Brien, comedian. You're very welcome.
How you doing, Trina? Good to be here.
You've got a bit of a busy time ahead of you.
I do. I'm pretty much flat out from now till about June.
Are you feeling stressed yet?
A little bit, yeah. I just want to get into it now. Do you know what I mean? The more you worry about, I just want to get into the tour itself and just get on the road. And, you know, it's like going to the gym. The hardest part's getting out the door, isn't it?
Oh, but don't even mention the gym to me. Come here to me. I see that you know PJ Gallagher, our very own PJ.
I do indeed, yeah. He's I've gigged with him a good few times, and I have a club here in Dublin that he's played a few times as well. Yeah, he's great crack, brilliant comedy.
How long have you been doing comedy?
It'll be near, I think it'll be 12 years next month.
Oh my God.
I know, yeah. I'm like, what happened? I was just like, yeah, my first gig was in, it was upstairs in Doyle's actually, just on Fleet Street there. And I just kind of did it as a box tick, you know, just want to do this. And then second one, I did a little, a Battle of the Axe type competition, which is in
the
Hayden.
It wasn't really meant to be the career.
No,
you were just
not at
doing
all.
It for the crack.
Yeah, I just did it for the crack. And Ireland was in like deep recession. Everyone was miserable. And I just did it. And it just kind of happened. And then I just kind of went from there. And one thing led to another, and then I double jobbed for a good few years because you don't make any money for years.
Go away.
And then, but yeah, I love it, like, you know, for all the driving and travelling, but I absolutely love it. Yeah. I being on stage is the shows are the best crack. Everything else can, you know, the travelling and all those nights driving back from all over the country where you're just like,
living on sandwiches from petrol stations.
Yeah,
I
started this time last year, I started writing this show and I gave up everything. Gave up like caffeine, sugar, cheese, alcohol, right, meat, the big, by five a day basically. I gave all that up. And then trying to get like something healthy to eat in the middle of Ireland at 2 a.m. And there's just a few.
You're like, I'll have a bag of potato.
Yeah, there's just a few scaldy chicken and stuff and sandwiches that have been there for 2 days, and it's tough. So trying to eat healthily is tough on the road, you know.
Yeah, so that didn't work out for you.
No, I ate a lot of bananas, like, which kept you regular if nothing else.
Too much detail, too much. So come here, this is the full-time job, isn't it now?
Yeah, it has been, Jesus, for about 4 or 5 years now. I got booked for a tour in Australia years ago, and that was kind of the definitive. I was like, right, there's no going back after this.
I know, yeah.
You know,
and it's gas because I know in one of your shows you were talking all about the Gardaí,
yeah,
and how they differ from the guards in other countries. Tell me about that.
Like, alright, I'm going to get, the guards have given out to me on several occasions. I actually did material, this is true, at the Vodafone Festival, and I was talking to two guards out the back, two band guards, and we were having the crack, and a guy in the audience was being a bit of a big fella, and I said, I was joking, saying, have you got drugs? He's like, I do. Yeah, and he was kind of throwing it about. And the two band guards said to me at the side of the stage, they said, do you want us to go in and pretend to arrest them? Right? And in front of 1,000 people, while I was on, they came in the emergency exit.
They didn't.
Your man nearly had a heart attack, right? And they were so funny. They got right up to him. So like, they let it go right to the point. And then the two of them just went, ah!
Imagine if he did have drugs
on.
I
know, yeah.
And he just got away with it.
But it's so Irish. Like, where else would you get... because I did that material about that band guard, and she actually came to my show and saw me do the material about it, and then I recognised her, and we got the lights on the show put on her, and everyone gave her a massive round of applause.
Great to have a contact in the guards now.
Yeah, you never know, you know.
You never know when you might need it. So yeah, you're going to be travelling all around the country. What's this new show about? It's called Reformer 2020.
So I basically give up. So Reformer is I give up everything because I had a knee injury. Right, I was told I had to get a complete knee reconstruction because a slightly.
Don't tell me it's not a football injury.
No, not at all. I slightly over.
Because normally when people come in and tell me about a knee injury, they tell me how they were almost a professional footballer.
Nah.
They had the trial for Liverpool.
No, I was straight up useless at football. I'll be the first to tell you. A heavy set comedian friend of mine at the Adelaide Festival, we were out one night, we were out quite late. And I don't know if anyone listening remembers Tom Green. He was quite a famous Canadian comic. And he was over there as well. And he got given like a pallet of beers by some company for his show. And he's like, I'm going home tomorrow, so we need to all drink these. And it was just one of those absolute, like, he couldn't have been more chaotic. And me and my mate were in an elaborate dance move. And he hyperextended my knee the wrong way, fell backwards. And I was on tour. So my knee was wrecked, like absolutely wrecked. So in typical Irish fashion, I left it for about 6 weeks before doing anything, you know. And then when I finally did get it checked, when I was under contract as well, when you're on tour, like, you know, you sign a thing going, you're not going to wreck yourself, you know. So I was just strapping it every night, taking loads of paracetamol, doing the gigs. So when I got home, I got an MRI, and the physio was like, your knee is absolutely banjaxed. So I had to do physio, and I was told I had to get a reconstruction. So that wasn't feasible. Like, you know, you have to drive, you have to gig. You still have to stand up to do stand-up these days. And then I just basically did really intensive rehab, had to get like a knee injury specialist and go to the gym flat out for months. So I did that, but I also gave up everything at the same time. You know, I was like, if I'm doing this, I might as well get healthy at the same time. And it was good crack, but it was also absolute misery as well. So the show is all about that
it's
kind of crack.
It's all about that. And how's the knee now?
It's actually
alright. You're not limping or anything.
No, touch wood. It's actually perfect. And it's never going to be 100% again. It does hurt me every now and then. But it was so bad at one stage. Like, it was locking up and I was driving, and it was like a one man version of that movie Speed. Like, I'd be like, oh god,
oh, no.
Yeah, it's so dangerous. So I had to do something.
No. If I gave you a kick now, would you know all about it?
I would. Yeah. Okay. So kick the other one and even
so
it
you
up.
You better be polite to me. Listen, let's give your shows a plug. You are going to be literally all over the country. So the one in Galway sold out.
Yeah.
So there's no point in even talking about that one. You're going to be in Whelan's on the 29th.
Yeah, that's nearly gone.
In Dublin.
There's less than 20 tickets left for that, I think.
We've loads all around the country, and I'm sure you can give out your website details in a sec. Greystones, you're going to be there on the 21st of February, my birthday.
Yeah, the whale. There you go. I will gift you 2 tickets if you wish to come.
Thank you. You're going to be in Mayo on the 28th. You're going to be in Tala on the 29th.
Yeah, the Civic, that's going to be great. It's the big room as well, so that'll be good. Crack.
Dundalk on the 5th of March, Blanchardstown on the 19th of March. God, these dates go on and on and on. Castlebar on the 20th of March, Sligo on the 28th, and April 3rd, Clonakilty.
Yeah.
You're going to be in DeBarras. Is that the final date, or are you one of these people who has not a diary but a liary?
Yeah, no,
the dates are never really the dates.
I know it's the final date on the Irish tour because I'm actually going to New Zealand after that. So, yeah, there's no way you're nipping back from there to do another gig. Like.
And you're touring in New Zealand?
Yeah,
then?
I think I'm doing 5 shows in Asia on the way to New Zealand, and then I'm doing New Zealand Comedy Festival for 5 weeks, I think.
What's it like gigging in Asia?
It's good crack. It's mainly expats. Everyone always says that to me.
Yeah.
I did some gigs in Kuala Lumpur that was nearly all locals, but their English is like better than ours, you know.
Yeah.
You just have to drop the references. Like, you can't be talking about spice bags and, like, you know, immersions or anything like that. They're not going to get it. Like.
And then I guess when you go to New Zealand and Australia, it's just purely Irish people.
Yeah, it is. You got to slow it down a bit, though. When I do the gigs at home, I love doing the show at home more than anywhere because everyone gets everything. You don't have to change anything or slow went down. You can just get out, have the crack, and Irish people are the best, genuinely, because they'll let you know if they don't like it, but when they do like it, they'll love it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're you have to work for Irish people. They keep you in check, you know.
I was only laughing there the other day. A pal of mine who's been in Australia literally a wet week and has an Australian accent now.
Cop on. I lived there for three years.
There was a video on Facebook. I was like, what? Who is that? She sounds like she's from Neighbours.
It's like all the Hunzos that go on a J1 and they come back like they're in an episode of Friends. Like, hey guys, I was over in Montauk. And you're just like, what are you doing?
You're from Tala.
Yeah, exactly.
Go on, give us your plug of your website and your social media, Danny.
All my handles are at DOB Comedy, Instagram and all that. My Instagram is mainly pictures of food, to be honest with you, because I'm obsessed. And then my website, all the tour dates are on DannyO'BrienComedy.com.
All right. Well, listen, best of luck. Hopefully we'll have you back in again. Your first time on the show, was it okay for you?
It was brilliant. Thanks
Great.
For having me.
This is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.